Well, we're digging in on the Cowboys here. Got a lot of work to do, but they're a really good team. Could easily be 4-0, just a couple plays away. They're really talented. They got a lot of good players in all three phases of the game. They're well coached, and I think Jason's done a good job with the team. Rob with the defense, they're explosive in every area of the game, with a lot of very talented players. So we've got a lot of work cut out as far as preparation goes, and just becoming familiar with a team that we don't know very much about. I'm sure they're way ahead of where we're at right now with the time they had last week. So we got to work hard to get caught up on that. But I think they got three real good coordinators with Joe DeCamillis on special teams and their offensive and defensive systems and good players to go with it. So they're a tough team to get ready for.
Bill, they've had some injuries they're dealing with, like everyone, but they seem to have gotten a lot of guys back after the bye week. How does that affect scouting and preparation for them if, say, you haven't seen, Miles Austin or Scandrick or whatever for a couple weeks when you're trying to scout them?
Yeah, it makes it a lot tougher. It really does. Of course, the players you mentioned are outstanding players. Same thing with those guys in the secondary. Newman being out for a couple day games, and Scandrick being out for a couple games, and Hatcher and so forth. So, right, we're looking at the more recent games, and you're seeing Cowboys having to juggle different players in the receiving core, their secondary, on the defensive line, the kicker. So that's not really where they want to be. But then you've got to dig back into preseason and also into some of their games in 09, especially on offense where their system was the same. I mean, defensively, you can see some of those players in 09 or even a little bit in preseason. But in 09, it was with a different coordinator. So that changes. Like if you want to go back and look more at Scandrick as an example, guy who's missed the last three games. It just makes it harder to prepare, and you just got to go back and find different games and watch different things to try to encompass all their personnel and what their skills are and their talents.
Bill, you guys have had some pretty good success over the last couple of weeks, at least from the outset anyway, slowing down some good tight ends, Keller, Gates. You have another good one this week to deal with it in Witten. What does he bring to the table that makes him unique, and what do you guys need to do to try and slow him down?
Well, he's outstanding. He's really a guy you've got to be aware of all the time. I think the big thing that separates Witten from a lot of other tight ends is his blocking ability. He's a very good point of attack blocker. They run behind him, so you've got to deal with him in the running game and. In the passing game, he's really good in all three areas. He's good on the short routes, and he's a hard guy to tackle. He's good on the intermediate routes, and he can get down the field. He had a huge play there against the Jets opening week, about 70 yards or whatever it was, where he beat Eric Smith. So he's a guy that can pick up the tough yardage on third and short. Over the middle and break a tackle and things like that. He's good on play action passes and intermediate type routes, and he can also get down the field. So he's really a complete player. He's a smart guy. They move him around a lot. They put him in motion, put him outside, put him inside, put him in the slot. They have different personnel groups where they use him in conjunction with other tight ends and other receivers. So it's it just makes it a little harder to figure out where he is and how to get him. And then, of course, you have to deal with all the other guys, too, the running game and, Austin and Dez Bryant and Romo and his scrambling ability and so forth. So, Witten's really an outstanding player. I think he's one of the best tight ends in the league, no question about it. But he also complements a lot of other players they have, and that the multiples there create a lot of problems.
I know sometimes when you guys are scouting for the draft or whatever, you look at guys coming out of college and sort of try to compare them to guys in the NFL. do you look at Gronkowski and say, you know, if everything works out, that he could be like Whedon? Would that be a fairish comparison?
I think they're a little different styles, but they're they're both big guys that can block and are productive in the passing game. So there's some similarities there. But again, right now we're just really trying to. I don't know if we know Whitten well enough to even compare him to Gronkowski. I think he's obviously got a lot of skills. We got to try to figure out how to deal with him, and that's one of the things we're in the process of doing. But I think both guys are similar in that they can block. They're productive in the running game and the passing game. You've got tough matchups in both spots. You got to be careful with Whitten, who you have on him for the run and the pass. I mean, you might put a guy in there that you think can cover him, but then, can he handle him in the running game? And that's all another story.
Bill, how closely did you guys look at Dez Bryant during the pre-draft process, and what stood out about him for you? Maybe not so much as a player, but as an individual.
We really scout all the players in the draft. Our scouting staff definitely scouts them all. There are certain players that I don't spend too much time on just because of where they're going to be drafted and, what our opportunity is to get them. We definitely did our work on Bryant. And I think the things that we see, he's a big receiver, strong guy, hard to match up on outside, hard guy to tackle after the catch. So he's got, like a lot of these receivers, seems like we see one every week, that have outstanding size, or they're very strong. They've got, great reach, and even if you have them covered, you really don't have them covered because of their length and their ability to either body up the defender or just, out-jump them or out-reach them for the ball. So, he's definitely in that category and a hard guy to tackle when he gets the ball in his hands.
Bill, can you talk about Jermaine Cunningham and his progress at this point? Are you satisfied with what you're seeing out of him? Are there more things that you need to see out of him defensively?
Well, I think one of the things, that Jermaine's had to work through is just the time that he missed in training camp and the preseason games, at the end of preseason. I mean, for a second year, especially, with him last year really playing outside linebacker and doing that. And then this year we kind of transitioned into, a little bit more of a multiple defensive front. It's been a little bit of an adjustment for him and missing that time didn't help him any, but, he's worked hard and he's really, done a good job to get back on the field and get rehab and, get back out there. And I think he's improving. He's gotten a little better each week. I think he's definitely on the upswing here and, guy that I hope will be able to contribute for us.
Bill, did you know, or what is your history with Jason Garrett? Do you have one? Do you know him at all?
We've talked a few times, met a few times and talked a few times, but we've never worked together on a staff or anything like that, no.
Is there anything about his style or the team he is that he has that I don't know, indicates anything one way or another about his past, his coaching tree, or or anything like that, or anything that jumps out about the style of his team?
Offensively, there's definitely a lot of similarities to the San Diego offense. The Norv Turner system, Norv's, it's like had an influence on what they do. Norv has had on the old Dallas, offensive system over the last, 20 years, whether he's, been there or not. Hudson Houck, the offensive line coach, people like that, there's a lot of history there. So, I think the Dallas offense, going back to Norv and the offense Jimmy had, when he was there, that there's a lot of elements that are still in place today, obviously with different personnel and with a lot of modifications and, Jason's own, changes and adjustments to it. But, there's certainly a carryover from a lot of the things that they've done in the past because that, you know, there are people that are there that, you know, kept that system in place.
Any other questions for Coach? All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, great. Thanks.